All right, so we had to go during the break to kind of cut this list down because now we're looking at long shots. This market really does most improved player in the NBA right now. With there are certain things that are still up in the air. Guys, we don't know where they're going to go. Free agency now is a little over, almost 25 hours old officially. Kevin Durant has not been traded, by the way, in case you're wondering, but Rudy Gobert has. He's going to the Minnesota Timberwolves. So it's as of right now, of course, you have the Jazz saying that they're going to build around Donovan Mitchell. Sure, we'll see. We'll see how that actually works out. But we got a list of at least a few other guys that are more long shots right now over at Bet Rivers to win NBA Most Improved Player. So there's a lot of factors we put in, obviously, situation, whether the team's going to win, what year the player's in, all the room for statistical improvement, because that matters with this. We're down now to more of our long shots, Ken, and you got the list there of, I think, the four that we like that are, 40, 50, and 60 to 1 at this point.
Right, just worth talking about, and we'll do that briefly. And then the second half of the segment, I want to spend some time on Summer League, which starts while I'm on vacation and Nick's on vacation, and Tyler has some teams that he's interested in. I really want to give him a few minutes to just be like, here's a couple teams to look at. Summer League's very fun. The futures market can be fun to just grab a team and like sweat their scores while you're like on the beach or whatever and just like see what's going on. And a couple of teams, it's kind of funny to see who's playing. The four names that came up in the 40 to 60 to 1 range were DeJounte Murray, and I'm not saying to bet these, but to worth discussion. DeJounte Murray, who just got traded to the Hawks. DeAndre Ayton, who's probably going to get traded, but we don't know where. Michael Porter Jr., who's probably going to come back, but we don't know when. And Darius Garland, who's already really good. Can he make another leap? So like all of these guys are actually pretty interesting. I'll do my part on these four first, and then you can if you want, and I'll be really quick. So like, I don't think Murray fits the profile of a guy who can win only because he made the All-Star team last year. And like, that's like implies a certain like respect that usually doesn't exist for these guys yet. And they usually earn it this year. So he's kind of already like done that. Now he can win. But again, like just like the LaMelo Ball, Anthony Simons, Tyrese Maxey group, kind of just like a big question mark in one of the key areas for like whether he fits the profile. Ayton just got to know where he's going and maybe not interested in anybody, but just have to know where he's going to know. Michael Porter Jr. makes a ton of sense. He averaged 19 points per game 2 years ago. The Nuggets are going to be awesome. He's going to have the opportunity to score. He's going to start every game. He's in the like sort of part of his career where this makes sense. There's a narrative because he was hurt. Everything makes a ton of sense. He's also Michael Porter Jr. and his back's been hurt a lot. So like the question with him is just like, are you even going to get the games? But just he is somebody who is a long shot who makes a ton of sense. There's no question. And then Garland, I would just have to do more work on. Like, is another statistical leap reasonable because he had such a big one last year? There may not be a reasonable leap forthcoming with him where it's like it takes that leap to win. I think, you know, maybe he doesn't have the accolades yet, but of the four, I would say Porter is the only one that I would be interested in.
Yeah, I think he's probably out of those four the front runner there, and it's going to be one, he has to stay healthy. And it kind of goes into the Zion frame where it's, okay, how much more can he improve in terms of certain stats? But if he just stays healthy, does that get factored in at all? And I would believe that there are some voters that would factor that in, at least in some capacity, but it's going to be harder for Zion Williamson at 25-1 to improve on 27 points a game the last time he was actually out there on the floor healthy versus now at this point, Michael Porter Jr., who's sitting at 40-1 at 19 points a game. If he gets up to like 23, 24, does he start getting more consideration? Denver's winning. You know, you've got Jamal Murray who's going to be taking some shots too. I find it more difficult. There's a reason why he's 40-1, if we're being honest with ourselves. That's part of it. Darius Garland at almost 22 points a game, 8.5 assists. The points could maybe go up, but he's clearly also kind of a playmaker for that team. They've got a lot of different weapons to kind of spread the ball out to. He's taken that leap already. Like there are some guys on here we've looked at. I feel like they've already had their improved year, right? Like Jordan Poole has already had his chance to win most improved player. That's not going to happen now. I really think that Anthony Simons should have gotten more consideration this past season. That's why we still kind of have him on this list now. There's a chance, but you got to kind of look at guys and where they're in that spot. Can they take that next leap? DeAndre Ayton, I just don't know where he's going. He could go to a team where they run the offense maybe more through him. They want to run it through a big, and all of a sudden you're looking at like the Timberwolves who have 2 7-footers, and somebody says, okay, we want to go get DeAndre Ayton because we want that. We saw the way he played in the playoffs. The Suns didn't give him enough of an opportunity. We can do that. So maybe those go up to like 22 points a game and 11, 12 rebounds, and you're going, oh, he's kind of like a classic big. This is interesting, and it's working, and he gets that. It's tough because we don't know where he's going, so I would stay away just for that reason alone. DeJounte Murray is interesting. because we know, well, you won. You know how I felt about, I mean, he was an over machine. I just took the over on all of his props consistently. All those player combos, I'm like, just take the over, just throw in the assist. He could go get you triple doubles. Do the points go up, though, when he's playing with Trae Young? The assists probably do, but the rebounds may also go down. I don't know whether they're going to have John Collins. There's a lot of bigs in Atlanta. If John Collins is there, there's not going to be as many rebounds for him to go get. You know, if Onyeka Okongwu, we're looking at as one of the favorites right now to win, if he gets more minutes, that's going to be more rebounds for him. So if anything, I almost see Murray's numbers going down just a little bit, only because there's more to work with on this team. It doesn't take away from the talent that he is. It just takes away from the opportunities. And he's already just been an all-star as well. So yeah, he's taken that leap already and become a most improved player. We're kind of past that point. So out of all of them, Michael Porter Jr.'s got the best shot, but he's still 40-1 for a reason in this.
Totally agree. Yeah, I mean, just you don't know if you're going to get the games. I mean, you have no idea. I think you feel good that if you got the games, you'd be making a great bet. But like, you just don't know if you're going to get the games or not. It's he'd be like the number one player where you wouldn't be able to get that assurance. One other player I want to talk about because we have time. Maybe we get to Tyler in a couple minutes for Summer League for about 4 minutes. John Collins is a little interesting only because he might play somewhere else. And if he plays somewhere else, it's like kind of like DeAndre Ayton. We just don't, I don't know what the fit is, so I can't really tell you what I do. But in a lot of places, in like a mediocre team that needs like a second guy, he would become very interesting statistically because he's just been kind of crowded in Atlanta's rotation so far, basically. And just, you know, I think he has the potential, maybe he doesn't have the potential to be on like a winning team or a great team, but could he be on like a 500 or over 500 team and score a lot? We don't really know, and he might get traded. So he and Ayton stand out kind of for that reason, is like, depending on this, on the location, and these odds won't change, like, no one's paying attention to this market. It's only even up in a few places. So, like, it's not like John Collins is going to get traded and be like, oh my God, most improved is going to get slashed. Like, nobody's paying attention. So, that's a little interesting, too. I'm going to do, I would say, my top three in this market total, to just, like, summarize here real quick. Anthony Edwards is so far and away my favorite candidate in this market. It's not even funny.
Yeah.
And I know he's the favorite, but, like, I think his price should be so much shorter. So, Edwards. Oh, man. Two would probably be Porter right now.
Okay.
And three would be, it's either LaMelo or Simons. I'll say three is a tie between LaMelo and Simons. So Edwards for sure. Then Porter, pretty interested. Ball and Simons have questions but could win. That's kind of where I'm at here.
I'm going to agree with you on Edwards. It's everything just screams Anthony Edwards winning most improved next year and across the board with he checks off every box with everything we've gone with. I think I'd actually go LaMelo Ball as the number two option there just because he may have a bigger role. You talk about Miles Bridges not being there. There's a whole bunch of bad stuff going on off the court with him. So that's a whole other situation, but they won 43 games last year. There's going to be enough, like, as long as Steve Clifford allows LaMelo Ball to be LaMelo Ball, there's also a narrative there. There's the hype. There's the excitement around a young player like him to take that next leap, play consistently, stay healthy, and that's obviously very important. There's a chance there where it's just more about the hype and the excitement around LaMelo Ball more than anything else, and he's out there playing consistently under a new coach, maybe a little more disciplined, doesn't turn the ball over as much. Things like that can certainly help him there. And I think after that, I'd probably go Michael Porter Jr., but I'm worried about his health. Clearly, I remember before he got drafted, I was talking to somebody that like had just seen him in person. I think it was at a workout, and he was like, I don't know how he's going to play in the NBA. His ankles are so skinny, he's always going to get hurt. And he's been right so far. That will always stick in my head to that person I talked to about that. And then after that, Anthony Simons, I'm concerned that because he's in Portland, though, he's not going to be paid attention to as much, which is one of the problems. So that's kind of where I go. We have the same guys, just maybe a different order at this point.
Sure.
So like, we got like what, 2 minutes?
Edwards
here
is like the must bet. Yeah, Edwards is like the must bet for both of us, I think. Tyler, you got especially Tyler Morales, huge, huge fan of Summer League. Biggest fan of Summer League you'll ever
love that he is. And love it.
Tyler, we got about 2-3 minutes here. Summer League rosters have started to come out. Give us a couple teams that stand out to you.
All right. So the two teams I'm gonna take are probably the Pistons and the Sixers. Pistons are obvious, Jaden Ivey, Jalen Duren. They got a whole bunch of good guys. The Sixers to me are interesting. The Sixers G League team, the Delaware 87ers, have made the G League championship the last 2 years. And the core of those teams are playing in this. Paul Reed was a 2021 G League MVP, Rookie of the Year, all first team. He's like the Hakeem Olajuwon of the G League. Yeah, in 25 games, averaged 23 points, 12 rebounds, 2 blocks. He's outstanding. The backup center, Charles Bassey, might be better than Paul Reed. He's the second-year guy. Miles Powell is their starting shooting guard, 22 points per game. Dominated the G League this past year. Jaden Springer, the starting point guard for the Delaware 87ers. Sixers, the beat writers are talking about this team like crazy, talking about him like crazy, taking a huge step forward. The interesting part about this team is the Sixers lost to the Rio Grande Vipers last year. And that team was led by Trevelyan Quinn, who was the G League MVP last year. He's now on the Sixers now. So they have the past two G League MVPs on this team. And Trevelyan Quinn looks like he's going to play a ton of minutes for the actual Sixers. So they're going to run him to the ground, I think, in this. And then they got like Isaiah Joe, Julian Champagne, Big East leading scorer. Flip Protrusive, who was the WCC player of the year for Gonzaga 2 years ago. He's been stashed overseas. They got a ton of interesting guys, and they play some bad teams, because if you lose once, you're not going to make the championship.
Right, let's do that real quick, Tyler, just to make sure that gets in. This is Vegas Summer League, right? It's the league that we're handicapping right now?
Yes.
And in the way that this works, because we did this last year, there is a bunch of teams in the league. The top two records at the end of the regular season play in the championship. That's it. There's no playoffs. So just top two records. So if you lose, you're toast. Like the Celtics, I think, didn't lose last year. Basically, that's why they got in the title game, right? And then they lost to Sacramento, who either lost once or didn't lose. So just that's what you're up against here. Right. That's what you're up against. You can't lose. So sorry, say what you were going to say about the schedule in about 30 seconds here.
So the Sixers play the Raptors, who drafted Christian Coloco, the Miami Heat, who have nobody, the Nuggets, who drafted Christian Braun, and the Nets, who might have Cam Thomas. So they don't play anybody good. And this Sixers team has a ton of continuity, and they've played the last 2 years together and almost won two straight G League MVPs. And I assume their price is going to be like 30-40-1. This is I love this team, and I like the Pistons as well, because Jaden Ivey and Jalen Durant could just dominate this thing.
It's worth noting with the Pistons, too. People are going to see, Cade Cunningham is on the Summer League roster. You don't think he's going to play, do you, Tyler?
No, him and Sadiq Bey will not play. But they're probably just there for mentorship stuff.
So keep that in mind if you see the Pistons as the favorite in Summer League. I would just say that's very interesting, too. Tyler, that was great. That was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually cannot wait for Summer League. So that was great stuff. All right, everybody, enjoy your 4th of July weekend. Good luck on any bets you have. And Anthony Edwards, most improved player of the year. There you go. Bet MGM tonight coming up next.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.